So now that we have heard about the implementation that you can provide for semantic analysis in general, let's have a look at a few concrete analyses. And one of the most prominent ones is the declaration use analysis, as it's like omnipresent for a lot of languages out there. So this is all about names and visibility. And that is in the context of declarations and uses of variables. So what's that all about? So imagine the following piece of code, this one here, where we have occurrences of the name A here, 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 and here. And we divide those occurrences in two kinds. So there is the declaration ones, like integer A or double A, and the use ones, like here, 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 and here. Yeah. And the general matter is that you usually first declare a variable, which causes during compilation the reservation of a memory slot for that variable. And whenever you find a usage of that name in an expression, you then usually want to refer to that same variable memory location consistently. Yeah? So when you get the plain abstract syntax tree, all you have is at some point a node, particularly a leaf in that case, that says identifier with the following name, and then you get, for example, a plain A. And then the issue is that you need to figure out which location in memory should be associated with that occurrence of the variable. Yeah. So you are interested in a binding between the occurrence of a variable in an expression and its declaration, like this way. And the whole thing is complicated a little bit through concepts of visibility and shadowing. And what that means is that you can have introduced a variable declaration like this one here. So A is declared as an integer and use it, for example, over here. And that's fine. But there's possibilities like the one over here where there's a new block opened. And in this block, there is another declaration that deals with the same name, like this double A here. And within this block, then each use of that name now is considered associated with this new declaration instead of like this down there with the old declaration. So in that context, we talk about so-called visibility of declarations or shadowing of variables. And in the blue block, the former declaration of A as an integer is not visible anymore because it's shadowed by the new declaration of A as a double. Okay, so you see there's a certain scope that each declaration opens for a particular variable name. So there is the int A has its scope from its declaration to the end of the current block, whereas the scope of the declaration of double A starts from the declaration of double A to the end of its surrounding block. So these are the scopes of identifiers, and the nested scope can overshadow the underlying scope of the integer A. Yeah, so you can imagine that management of such a concept is not particularly easy. Instead, it can be quite complicated. Yeah, so the whole observation that we take away from that is the general problem is that identifiers in the AST just exist as strings. However, we need to translate them into memory accesses in form of some way of specifying memory locations. So this is the general problem that we want to solve. And particularly for that, what we need is that for each identifier, that we need to find out what memory location is associated with this identifier by providing some kind of quick access to its declaration.